and welcome to this podcast with me, Steve Griffiths. As I record this, it's Easter, so happy Easter to you all. I hope it will be a peaceful and good one for you. But here we are in 2022, and these are strange and complex times. We are emerging from the COVID pandemic, but there's war in Ukraine, and the kickback from that situation is being felt all around the world. And all of that on top of the financial crisis that is being felt across so many of our countries. And perhaps now, more than ever before, we are desperate for some sense of security. And that manifests itself in a whole range of ways. We take out good insurance policies. We pay into pension schemes. We go for jobs that'll pay as well. When we buy a new TV or some other electrical item, we're tempted to pay a bit extra for an extended guarantee. And the relationships we build, they're all about security too, aren't they? We want to feel loved, appreciated, valued. We want to feel safe and secure. The desire for security is at the heart of the human psyche, and so it's a fundamental question to ask ourselves, where do you put your trust? Upon whom should we rely to make us feel secure? Reading the Holy Week and Easter story again this year, I've been struck by how the main characters have been concerned about security. When the soldiers came to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, they came in the security of a large crowd, carrying swords and clubs for their own protection. And then the disciples ran away, concerned only for their own security. Later that night, three times Peter denied knowing Jesus. Why? He's concerned for his own security. Pilate's wife is scared for her security and that of her husband, so warns him to have nothing to do with Jesus. Even after Jesus is dead and buried, the chief priests come to Pilate and ask him to put extra security guards at the tomb in case the disciples come to steal Jesus' body and thereby pretend that he has in fact been resurrected. But in each instance, their security was misplaced. Clubs and swords were not needed to protect them against Jesus, the Prince of Peace. The disciples could run away, but Christ found them anyway. Peter's denial of Jesus was something he had to live with and work through for the rest of his life. Pilate didn't find security in washing his hands of Jesus. And the security guards at the tomb, were they enough to prevent the resurrection of Jesus? No, of course they weren't. Because when God chooses to act in power, nothing is going to prevent him from doing so. And that is at the very heart of the Easter message. The power of God at work in the world, subverting the systems and ideas and self-made security of humanity. Easter is the ultimate symbol of the power of God over the power of all that opposes him, the world, the flesh and the devil. At Easter, death is destroyed, sin is vanquished and God is victorious. And there is nothing and no one who can stand against him. And so the two Marys who come to the tomb that first Easter morning are the first witnesses to the power of God and the impotency of human endeavour. They expected to find a secured tomb, but the stone had been rolled away. They expected to minister to Jesus' corpse surrounded by the security guards, but they encountered angels instead. The security of the known world had been turned upside down. "Do not be afraid," says the angel. "I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's been raised." Do not be afraid. Very easy for an angel to say, but much harder to achieve when the security of your world has just been disrupted and the dead are no longer dead. And the Marys aren't able to achieve it, of course, because our reading tells us that they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Joy, yes, but fear also, because they were no longer sure where their security lay. But the angel had it right, of course. There was no need for them to be afraid, because it's not that their security is shattered, but instead it has been relocated. And as we engage with the Easter message and reflect on how it impacts our lives today, it is in part about a relocation of our sense of security. We're tempted to place our security in those insurance policies and pensions, guarantees, human relationships and mortgages. But the reality is that, as important as they are, none of them are permanent. None of them can provide ultimate security. Only Jesus Christ, who is raised from the dead and is alive for all eternity, can provide the type of lasting, stable security we are all in search of. It's when we come into a relationship with Jesus that we know real security and our lives are transformed. And that, of course, is what we saw with the disciples. The ones who ran away and hid, within weeks they were boldly proclaiming the love of Jesus to anyone who would listen. Peter, who was quick to deny knowing Jesus, would eventually be proud to die for him. Paul, the Jew from Tarsus, who devoted his life to persecuting Christians, encountered Christ on the road to Damascus and found a new life in serving him and building the early church. The testimony of the early church is that an encounter with the risen Christ is a relocation of our sense of security and a transformation of our lives. And of course, many of us can testify to that fact in our own lives. Our security, our freedom to be, is in Christ and Christ alone. Now that's not to say that we never need feel fear again. Of course there are times when we'll be afraid or confused or in despair. But Easter assures us that Christ has the power to meet us in our fears and transform our lives in the most positive sense. The message of Easter is this, that even though we may be afraid, fear need not own us. Even though we may be in trembling for the future, fear need not define us. The power of God at work in us is an unassailable power, no matter what life throws at us. As Paul writes elsewhere in the Bible, our life is hid with Christ. Our ultimate security is found in him. Easter is good news for us all. Christ has been raised from the dead, and our security is found in him. So I hope you found this a useful podcast and that you'll be encouraged to find your security in Christ alone, and that your relationship with him will give you the peace you crave. So wherever you are today, I hope you'll have a good week, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Bye-bye.